Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hello, everyone. Wishing you a wonderful Palm Sunday, and tomorrow obviously is also Passover to our Jewish listeners. All the very best. If I sound a little hoarse, it's not an accident. I'm getting over pneumonia, and hopefully I can make it. So forgive me for my hoarse voice. But we have a very interesting guest today on America's Dining and Travel Guide, nearing its 30th year on the air. And the guest is none other than a lady by the name of Ashley Blom, and she has written a very interesting book, How to Eat a Lobster and Other Edible Enigmas Explained in the Book. Hello there, Ashley Blom.
Hello there, Pierre. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Well, a little better, I tell you that.
It's
a rough go. But we don't want to bore people with that. I'm happy to be able to do the show with you. Would you give a little of your background, how you became a writer?
So how I became a writer goes back very far. I won a writing contest when I was 6 years old. The author, Jane Yolen, who writes children's books, came to my school, and I won a prize for a book I wrote. So that kind of started me writing, and I pretty much just didn't stop. So when I was in college, I started cooking for myself, and I started a blog, and that blog was called Quarter Life Crisis Cuisine, and I started to kind of record the recipes that I enjoyed and wanted to make again. And then as I got better at cooking, I started to create my own recipes and put them on the blog. And then when I turned 25, I kind of grew out of the name Quarter Life Crisis Cuisine. And so I started a new blog called Forking Up, and that's the blog that I currently have now. And along the way, I actually won a Twitter contest that got me an agent with the Lisa Eckes Group. And so Sally Eckes set me up with Quirk Books, and we created this book called How to Eat a Lobster and Other Edible Enigmas Explained. And it's my first book. I'm very excited about it, and I am so excited to talk with you about it today on your show, Pierre.
I'm happy to have you along, and I sound a little bit hoarse. I'm even surprised that I can do the show today getting over pneumonia. The illustration in your book is very interesting. Let's give credit to that person.
Yep, that's Lucy Engelman. She has amazing illustrations. I think Quirk set me up with her, and yeah, she did a great job with them. I love the way the cover turned out. Inside, all of the drawings are hand-drawn, black and white, but the cover, they have a bit of color in them too, so that's pretty fun as well.
Tell me, and the listenership, national, international, here on Biz Talk Radio, each and every Sunday, 2 hours, with your host, Pierre Wolf. Tell them what the book meant to do and meant to inform the reader. And where is the book available? The book is called How to Eat a Lobster and Other Indelible Enigmas Explained. The author on my guest line, Ashley Blom, B-L-O-M. So where's the book available?
So you can find it on Amazon, but it should be in most major retailers as well. And if you go to quirkbooks.com, under the listing for the book, it has links out to Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble, all sorts of booksellers. So pretty easy to find. I've actually seen it in shelves at Barnes & Noble and in Austin, Texas at Book People. Yeah, you can find it. It's pretty widely distributed right now.
Now, in the book, what would the potential reader find? In general terms, please, Ashley Blom.
Sure. So we came up with these three different sections of the book. The first section is called Tricky Techniques. The second is Edible Enigmas. And the third is Foodie Fixes. And we thought that the how-tos pretty nicely fit into each of these categories. And so Tricky Techniques shows you how to kind of navigate some culinary situations that you might find yourself in. So we have things in here, obviously how to eat a lobster after the book's title, the different parts of the lobster you can eat, how to go about extracting the meat, pretty much everything you need to know about eating a lobster, how to eat a whole fish. So if you go to a restaurant and you are presented with a fish that hasn't been filleted for you, how to do that on the plate and do it in a way that is polite and clean and not going to gross out your food companions. Etiquette Enigmas is just kind of a primer in basic modern etiquette. So we're not getting super pinkies out in this section. It's just, again, how to not embarrass yourself if you're in polite company. Or let's say you're at maybe a Japanese restaurant and you need to use the chopsticks. And I don't go into a huge amount of detail about, like, the background and things like that with the chopsticks, but enough so that you're not going to offend the people who are serving you. And then finally, Foodie Fixes is a little bit more interesting. It's how to do things like taste something spicy, how to kind of curb the heat if you're not very heat tolerant, how to eat something messy, how to stick to your diet when you're out at a party. And so we came up with all of these. My whole background with my blog is that I'm a millennial. I taught myself how to cook, and if I can do it, you can do it. That's pretty much the whole basis of what I've built myself and my brand and my writing around. So this book was a pretty good kind of extension of that, because I've noticed that a lot of millennials, when they don't know something, they pull out their phone, and it just looks very impolite at dinner time to be pulling out your phone. So this is kind of a primer for people who are new to the culinary scene and want to know ahead of time what to do if there's a whole fish on their plate, or how to send food back at a restaurant without being impolite or offending the people who made your food, and then just some basic etiquette, because I feel like that's something that our parents grew up with, and it didn't always translate down to us. So just being polite and not having to pull out your phone at dinner time to figure out what you're going through at the moment. And that's pretty much the basis behind the book. I think it makes a really great gift for what I like to call new adults. So somebody who's on their own for the first time, or just graduated college, or maybe somebody who just started taking a cooking class. It's just really great. And also if somebody is just new to being a novice foodie or whatnot, I think it would make a really great gift for any of those situations and beyond, really.
You know, to me, what's amazing, having been in the restaurant business, the upscale restaurant business, for many, many years, and served some heads of states, and I don't want to talk about that, but I was amazed that the etiquette of dining or holding forks, knives, how to stand up if you want to make a toast. How to hold a glass of wine properly. What do you do when wine is poured to you first? All this is described in your book, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What are some of the most common, faulty enigmas that occur in restaurants and hotels where people dine, or even at private homes, that could embarrass them if someone didn't once correct them and make sure that the next time they would hold the fork or knife or whatever it is properly?
Right. I'm pretty sure the most common question I get is what fork to use. So you sit down at a table and perhaps you've only ever eaten. Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're at a fancy restaurant and there's a variety of forks to use and you get your salad entry. Which fork are you going to use? And I think that people don't always realize that the answer is fairly simple, because most of the time your host has placed out the dinnerware in the order that you're going to be using it. So you just go from the outside in. So the first fork that is in there.
Ashley Blum, don't go away. We're nearing a break on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Happy Easter to all of you. Happy Passover. And we'll be back with more of America's Dining and Travel right here on Big Ashley.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Happy holidays to all these international listeners all over the world. Each and every Sunday, for 2 hours, they listen to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf. A bit hoarse because I'm trying to get over pneumonia. My guest, my special guest, whom I wish happy holidays to, Ashley Blom, B-L-O-M. Her book, How to Eat a Lobster, and other indelible enigmas explained. Edible, that is. That's the word. Now then, would you, Ashley, please walk some of our listenership through some of the important chapters of your book and explain that there are illustrations to go along with it and what you find very important? Go ahead, Ashley.
Sure. So in the last segment, I described our different chapters. So for those just tuning in, we have Tricky Techniques is the first third of the book. Etiquette Enigmas is the second third. And Foodie Fixes is the final one. So Tricky Techniques goes through how to eat various things, what parts that you can eat. Etiquette Enigmas is just a very overview of how to dine in polite company, and then Foodie Fixes, some of the situations you might find yourself in that you need to fix. So it's a super helpful little guide. And let's see, I think one of my favorites, Tricky Techniques, the one that I started with when I was writing the book, was how to eat asparagus, because I never knew that there was actually two ways to eat asparagus, and that when asparagus was first being served, you actually ate it with your fingertips. So if you're someone that is doing asparagus and preparing it in the traditional way, they don't trim off that kind of woody, fibrous end that we usually do in modern cooking. So if you find yourself with a full spear of asparagus, you actually take it with your fingertips from the bottom and you dip it in the butter or the aioli or whatever dipping sauce they have, and then you nibble it and it's finger food. So I thought that was very interesting. So that chapter of the book, the How to Eat Asparagus, or that entry in the book, I should say, I have both the original way and the more modern way where you just slice it with your fork and eat it with a fork. So I thought that was very interesting. Another one was how to eat crawfish. I'm from New England initially, so the lobster I was very familiar with. But when I moved down to Austin, Texas, crawfish boils happen almost every weekend in the spring, and I had no idea how to go about eating a crawfish. So I actually talked with friends of mine who grew up here and who have been doing this their whole lives, and they demonstrated for me that you pull off, kind of twist and pull off the tail, pull off the fins, you put it in your mouth and kind of bite the tail, and then you suck the head where all of the spices and juices have collected. So those were probably the most interesting areas of tricky techniques. Etiquette enigmas, as I mentioned before at the break, how to use the correct fork is something that all of my friends ask me when they find out that I've written a book like this. And when you are invited to a dinner, your host has placed out the table setting in order. So when you get the salad, the next fork in from the outside is the fork that you would use to eat your salad with. So it might seem kind of scary if you've never been in a situation with multiple forks before, but it's actually very simple. Everything's in the order that you would use it. How to tip. I was a server in college. I worked right outside Fenway at one of the restaurants there. And I think that how to tip is a very important section, having that background. So we go through how to determine the tip and what the different percentages mean and how you should always tip something, even if there was poor service. And maybe that's a little bit biased just because I used to be a server, but I also have friends who ask me, how do you determine a tip? So that's also a very helpful area. And then foodie fixes, how to eat something spicy. Again, I live in Texas, so this is one that comes up a lot. And something that I found interesting when I was researching this is that the first thing you think of when you have eaten something spicy is to grab a glass of ice water to try to cool your mouth down. But that's probably the worst thing that you can get for yourself, because it will just move the spice around your mouth and it won't actually relieve the spiciness and that sensation in your mouth. So what you want to do is actually drink the ice water first before you taste the spicy thing, so that your mouth is a little bit more numb. And then after you've eaten it, if it's too spicy, have some milk, because the milk is going to soothe that spiciness. And then also how to pace yourself while drinking, something that I definitely had some trials and tribulations with in college. So that's a helpful area. And then how to stick to your diet at a party, also very helpful, to make sure that you eat beforehand and fill your belly with nice, healthy food so that you're not so tempted. And also how to pick out things that aren't going to totally destroy your diet. So sticking to maybe the vegetable tray that somebody has laid out instead of going for the little melted sandwiches or something like that. So yeah, those are probably the first, things that come to mind when I'm thinking about this book and the most helpful little tidbits from each section.
Do you, Ashley Blum, the author of How to Eat a Lobster and Other Edible Enigmas, explain, would you suggest that people take the book with them and when they're faced with a problem, they pull it out and say, I know how to handle this one?
Well, I would love that, because then they're showing everybody at the table my book.
Yes, that's but, what I mean. It's a good thing. It's a cute suggestion, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Just keep it in your purse and pull it out, and when somebody asks what it is, say, oh, it's How to Eat a Lobster by Ashley Blum. You should order one yourself. But really, I think that it's good to read it cover to cover so these things are in your brain so that you have them ahead of time and you're prepared. So you can really do it either way. You can either use it as a reference and then as things come up, read them in the book, or read it cover to cover. And we've actually, my editor and I worked very hard to make this an interesting read. So it's not just a boring reference book. I have quotes from famous foodies, and I have tips and tricks and little intros in the beginning, like the lobster portion talks about how lobster used to be a poor man's food, but now it's more of a, not rich people cuisine, but it's gotten a little bit more authority in that matter. So yeah, really, you can use it either way. Either read it cover to cover and enjoy the little tidbits, or pull it out as you need it.
We'll talk more to the one and only Ashley Blum, B-L-O-M. She wrote that very interesting book that you should carry around with you, How to Eat a Lobster and Other Edible Enigmas, and is explained in the book. Ashley and I'm Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide. We're here on Biz Talk Radio each and every Sunday, 2 hours. We talk about travel and food. Thank you for listening. Happy Easter. Happy Passover to all our listeners. Back in just a few moments.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
The long and winding road.
You can serve me a lobster anytime because I got the book that tells me how to eat it. And other edible enigmas are explained in the book by none other than Ashley Blum, my special guest. Wishing you happy holidays, happy Easter, and a wonderful Passover. Be celebrating. Are there certain behavior patterns that are described in your book that would be appropriate? Oh, Dick is with us now? That's very interesting. Because Dick is the one and only. The one and only. Thank you. Hello, Mr. Dick Gwynn.
Hello, Pierre.
Now, go ahead.
You're down and out with your health, but I'm glad to hear your voice.
You know, once in a while you don't hear it. You just hear a cough. But I hope it won't happen during this portion. You are no stranger to the show that's called America's Dining and Travel Guide. You have traveled the world. And we thought today, before the holidays, and by the way, I wish each and one of you listeners and the Gwynn family and friends happy Easter and happy Passover, whatever you might be celebrating. Today, let's talk about some of these journeys and trips and travel that you have undertaken that become every once in a while to the forefront. And the memory never loses that experience that seems to be locked in and say, wow, this was something else. You have traveled the world. So it would be easy just to recite a number of different places, but some have to be standing out. Let's begin with you, Gig Gwynn.
Well, I'll tell you, Pierre, I was obviously thinking about this, and some of the great surprises in travel, and I've had many. I could fill two or three pages of exciting things, but I think back to a relatively short amount of time ago, and I was in southern France. I had come out of a little resort town called Biarritz, and people had told me about this medieval town of Carcassonne. Now, you know there's lots of medieval towns in Europe. At one time, I guess all of Europe was old, beautiful fortresses and castles, etc. But when I got to Carcassonne, I realized that it was a truly a medieval city sitting on a hill, originally started, I think, by the Romans, and it's double-walled. And Pierre, to get to it, you have to go through a moat, a gate. The streets are very, very narrow. It is truly the most medieval city I think I've ever seen. And I spent the night there at a lovely hotel. At that time, it was owned by Orient Express. And I experienced the local food, which was a cassoulet, which is beans and duck.
Beans, yes.
I think sausage.
Wonderful dish.
And I really think that was one of the most interesting places that was kind of a surprise to me and I look forward in the next couple of years to going back there. The other one,
you know,
also by the
go ahead. But before you go on, it is coincidental that just yesterday and this morning, I was looking at one of my photo albums because I'm writing Tell Tales Pierre Wolf. And guess what town came up? Carcassonne. And the pictures are unbelievable. I have pages and pages of this walled city and historical part of France. And it's amazing that you should bring that up today.
Pierre, what was your feelings about it? Did you like it?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, it brings back historical thoughts. You go home, you start researching it. You go to your library and talk about Carcassonne, look for books written about this wonderful walled city. And furthermore, you make plans that when you do go to France, you won't leave out Carcassonne. That's
exactly
part of it. But I had at
one of the most interesting things about it that travelers may be interested in, it's a solitary medieval city. It sits alone. It's not like part of a bigger city where it's part of the old town or whatever. You come across kind of agricultural lands areas and look up on the hill, and there it sits with its turrets and its walls and its cathedral and its castle, and it probably is the closest thing I ever remember to my image of a pure medieval city. Now, here's another one for you. When I was in Canada, my wife and I were in New Brunswick. We went to a place called Hopewell Rock. The reason that's interesting is it's on the Bay of Fundy, and it has a tide, the highest in the world, of 38 feet. So as a result of that, we were able to get there, and everybody says you have to go at high tide and low tide. Well, we went at low tide, and we walked on the water, the beach area. And then several hours later, we came back at high tide, and everything had come, you know, 38 feet's a long ways. And everything was covered, and some people were canoeing, or actually kayaking, around these Hopewell Rocks, very dramatic natural outpourings that, you know, several hours ago we had been walking on the flats and the sands down below. And the food there is extremely good. They have lots and lots of seafood. You were talking about lobsters in the previous show, but in addition to that, they have all kinds of snails. They have delicious, delicious lobster. They have all kinds of different kinds of fish, and they seem to prepare them better than most places. So there's a second thought pattern for travelers, and something that left me with a very good impression, particularly the little town of Alma, A-L-M-A, just south of Hopewell Rocks. And when you go in there, we stayed the night. All the fishing boats are lying on their sides with no water. And then when the tide comes up, they pop back up, and the fleet goes out as fast as they can because they have to get out, catch the fish, and get back into port before the tide goes down. So that was one of those incredible natural wonders that I will never forget.
You know, you talk about France. Let's go to another part of the world. Have you, in your world travel, and you've been all over the world more than once, been to the Marquesas Islands?
I certainly have. The Marquesas are basically very dramatic, green, remote islands just north of Tahiti. And They're probably naturally some of the most beautiful islands in the world. Nuku Hiva.
Absolutely. French Polynesia. That's what it belongs to. And, you know, that will bring, for those who love art, they should know that Paul Gauguin is actually buried on one of the islands.
He is indeed. He spent his last days in the Marquesas Islands. And it's interesting to note that these are the Polynesian people that are really famous for their tattoos. It's hard to find anybody in the Marquesas that doesn't have big dramatic tattoos all over them. It's considered a sign of beauty, of course. And again, there also the seafood is very good.
Right. We'll talk more about Marquesas and places we never forget with the one and only, the CEO and chairman of Gwyn's Travel. Give a number, 314-822-1993. Back with Gwyn and Pierre in just a few moments on America's Dining and Travel Guide on Biz Talk Radio.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it
help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process. It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
The one and only, the man who runs a wonderful travel company. His name is Gig Gwynn, and the company's name is Gwynn's Travel. Give a number for those who are interested in traveling with your company. Would you please, Gig?
Well, they can call 314, area code 822-1993. And get in and ask any vacation questions they might have. Pierre, you know, I was thinking about some other interesting places, and one of them was Colorado Springs. I went to Colorado Springs a couple years ago and to do a story, journalist operation, and while I was there, of course, I went to the Garden of the Gods and the Air Force Academy, and all the way down to Royal Gorge, and I stayed at this wonderful resort called the Broadmoor. What I remember most about the Broadmoor was that they had some spectacular flowers, and every time I went to go to look at the flowers, there were ducks all around. Boy, they must have 1,000 ducks there. I don't know. Well, I'm sure that's exaggerated.
They have ducks and swans in the lake, and they have that marvelous pool. Was the pool there when you visited?
It was, and it was absolutely spectacular. Now, one of my memories was, I asked the lady at the tourist board if there were special things, and she said, yeah, we'll take you, and early in the morning, they took us in vans up to the very top of Pikes Peak, and on top of our vans were mountain bikes. And when we got up, we had a donut. They have donuts up on top of the Pikes Peak at the little restaurant. And boy, are they delicious. And that got a little food in our tummies. And then we biked down Pikes Peak from 14,000 feet. When I first started, I just sat on the brakes. I was really trepidatious about everything I did. But after a while, I got my legs back, and by the end, I had my head tucked down and full tilt and going down. And at the very bottom of Pikes Peak is a little winery. What a great way to end a bike ride. So I remember doing that, and remember the guide said, Your problem is not cars. Your problem is not the fact there's no railing. Your real problem is loose gravel or scree. And he said, you want to keep away from that because that'll force you to slide on your bike. Well, I kept away, and nobody had any problem at all. But now I was 70 years old when I did that, so most anybody can do it. It's quite a nice event. Yes, I was tired, but then I'm always tired. So that was another one of those nice events that I remember, Colorado Springs, along with the Broadmoor. I surely remember biking down Pikes Peak.
And did anyone sing America the Beautiful? Because it was written up on Pikes Peak.
It was written on top of, oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. So I looked out, and sure enough, I could see amber waves of grain. And I did see Purple Mountain's majesty, so that was quite a treat. Now, I got a fourth one to tell you, if we have time real quickly. If anybody gets to Washington, D.C., of course, there are all the great museums. But I had a chance to go to a private dinner at the Library of Congress. And if people go in there during the day, they can walk. The architecture is just spectacular in the Library of Congress. And in the main lobby, I noticed that they had enclosed a book with a light on it. Now, Pierre, we're talking about the library that has more books than any in the world, right?
Absolutely.
And guess what? The number one book, this one book, singular, sitting in a case was. It was Gutenberg's original Bible. And I thought, well, let's see now. He was the man that invented movable type, and which produced the reproduction of books. So he would certainly be the right person. And if anybody wants to see an architectural gem, go to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., along with the Museum of Natural History, which is absolutely one of the great museums of the world. Very little known outside of the Beltway, but surely one of the most spectacular museums in the world, and I highly recommend anybody who gets to D.C. to go to either one of those two places.
You know,
we
have
taken...
Have
you ever had a chance to visit D.C.?
Come on. We have taken our children, our grandchildren, and their children. Everyone has been in Washington, D.C., visiting the variety of wonderful museums and sites. It is an absolute must, and that's what I'm writing in my book called Pierre Tales. So, yes, Washington, D.C. You know, you brought up something that many times doesn't come to my mind. You don't have to leave the United States of America in order to enjoy beautiful sites, museums, great places to dine and stay, and any type of entertainment and enjoyment, the sea, the lakes, the rivers, the mountains of Colorado that you've described and so forth. So you don't need to go. But don't forget that you will meet people of the world and their food of interest, because it's different. And don't forget that travel should be part of your life. You agree?
Absolutely.
So if somebody has never left the United States, which place would you recommend? One of them my wife always recommends are the Galapagos Islands. We mentioned those before sometime.
Well, we did, and there's a chance to see Mother Nature up very close, because the wildlife there just simply is not afraid of anything. You can almost put your nose on the bill of a blue-footed booby or get real, real close to a huge seal, or, of course, they're very famous turtles.
And you know, one of the birds landed on my wife's head and made a poo on her head. And I got a picture of that. Always a pleasure to have Mr. Dick Gwynn of Gwynn's Travel. Give him a call and find him on the website. Gwynn's Travel, G-W-I-N-S. I'm Pierre Wolf. Thank you, Gwynn.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.